This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You're tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Although Kim Brogel has been making her mark as a songwriter in Nashville for several years now, it wasn't until a fairly recent Instagram post that a producer discovered that she also had a very soulful voice and invited her to record what became her debut EP. The Middle Tennessee native joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about that journey as a songwriter and her newfound experience as a singer as well. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Glad to have you on with us today. You are technically speaking to us from Nashville, is that right? Or somewhere in Tennessee?
Yes, Franklin, just south of Nashville.
Yeah, okay. And that has been home for you for most of your life, all your life?
Yes, all my life. I'm a unicorn. I mean, people say I'm from Nashville, I'm actually from there, so.
Yeah, that's more rare these days than ever, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. A lot of transplants.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Right.
It's a great place.
That's
to
right.
Live.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. Yeah, we're in Virginia, but I always love getting the chance to travel into Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not too far away.
No. We are at least a day's drive. I don't have to fly, so that's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So you've got a new album that we want to talk about. Is that out? And we'll get more detail when we get closer to the end of our conversation. But just up front, you've got a new record coming out or already out?
It is just out. It's called The Fight.
Okay.
And yeah.
Cool.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So if I read your notes correctly, you kind of had a late start into your music career. Is that right?
I did. I've always been a late bloomer. So, I mean, you know, why stop now?
Yeah, right. Well, it's better late than it's better late than never, right?
Hey, I know.
So tell me a little bit about the beginnings. I think I read where you sort of got discouraged in high school and kind of unintentionally got steered away from music.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved music, but it was actually before high school, like elementary school, when I tried out for the little school choir and I didn't make it. I was just like, okay, well, there's that. Like,
yeah.
I guess I can't sing. You know, that's what they told Michael Jordan when he didn't make his basketball
team. That's right.
Team.
That's right.
Not that
right. You're in good company.
Yeah. Not that I'm comparing myself to that greatness, but it's just funny how.
Well, but it is interesting that all it takes is one opinion that can steer somebody away from what ultimately is their dream. And it was just an opinion. It wasn't the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Because it really, and you know, a lot of kids aren't affected by it. I was just super affected by people's opinions. I was always a very sensitive kid. So, you know, it was kind of like, okay, well, that's not the course for me. And, we always loved music, and the women won't like me for saying this, but I was always more like a guy when it came to music. And when I say that, I just mean like, you know, remembering everything about songs and a big lyric person. Like I could hear a song 20 years later and always knew every word to it. And always kind of, I guess, related to guys more. When it came to like music and just rhythm and all that.
Yeah.
But
you were prolific writer, which is interesting that, I mean, that's an integral part of music is being a songwriter for a lot of people. And it's interesting that that side of you continued to develop even though you weren't performing.
Yeah. Always been a writer. I mean, I just took that to the extreme and started like writing novels and stuff.
that's an extreme. I mean, yeah.
yeah. But I always loved to write. When I was in college, even like just for fun, I was writing like fiction novels and like suspense novels, romance novels, all this stuff. I just never really published them. But, and then I always journaled, I say I've always been a writer because I have journaled my entire life.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had to write just to process life.
Yeah. I love it when people use that. I'm a life coach in my other life, and journaling is one of the first things I encourage people to do.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, yeah, I'm glad that that's part of your story, because it's a great way to channel thoughts, and especially as you are cultivating, even if you didn't know it, you're cultivating the songwriter side of you.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And, you know, my friends that I was in college with now, like, think it's so funny that I'm a songwriter, because they'll joke and be like, remember we'd be out in college, it'd be like 2 a.m. and we're at a bar drinking, and they're like, where's Kim? She's over in the corner writing poetry. The moment hit her. And I'm like, I had a thought.
That's funny.
So it's just always been that part of me for sure.
So you graduated college and kind of found yourself in a professional career that wasn't really what your heart was, right?
No. I was just trying to kind of please certain people in my life, but in hindsight, I'm glad I did it, because I chose the business route and
right.
was probably a lot more profitable than a starving artist, I was in business and started my own business actually in 2017, and then COVID hit, and it was just kind of this moment where I was like, do I really want to be doing this for the next half of my life, I guess.
Yeah. Wow.
So it just all changed.
Well, I like the story you told about buying guitars for your boys and that kind of being a moment of a light bulb for you.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And sometimes, you know, it's funny because just based on timing and life, because I had played a little guitar before, shortly after college, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And I guess, I don't know, it was a timing thing. And then got my boys' guitars for their birthdays. I have twin boys, and, they learned a few chords, like from my brother-in-law, who's a songwriter. And the next day I was like, I think I can do that. And I just picked it up. And I mean, it was like the earth stopped.
Wow, that's cool.
I can't even imagine. I can't even describe the feeling I felt when I picked up the guitar. It was just like my heart and soul and everything aligned. Like there was a light shining down from heaven. It was shining on me at that moment, and I've never put it down.
Yeah.
It just turned my whole world.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
And what happened after that? Like how did you end up then, moving into some sort of, professional approach to all of this?
Well, I just played, their birthday was in July, and I just kind of kept playing their little cheap guitars. And, so I told my husband the only thing I wanted that Christmas was my own guitar. And, I got it. I got a big baby Taylor.
Oh yeah. Awesome.
And, I boohooed crying, and because I was so excited. And then a couple of months later, I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to go take voice lessons and just see if I'm crazy or if there's any potential there. And I didn't tell anyone I was going, not even my husband. And he found out later. I mean, I almost backed out. It was so crazy.
Wow.
It's really a crazy story, but. And then he found out, you know, a couple of weeks later, like, who do you keep going to meet? downtown Nashville, what are you doing on Music Row? And it just kind of developed from there. And then he was like, I think it's amazing that you're doing that. But I was so, hesitant to tell anyone.
Yeah.
It kind of went from there. Like, I just loved it so much and then started putting that writing to the test again.
And you ultimately released an EP, right, of a couple of your songs?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. How did that happen for you?
It's kind of funny. I got enough nerve to put a reel out on social media of me just doing like I think I did a Sheryl Crow cover of Strong Enough, and then I did another Stevie Nicks cover of Dreams, and I had a producer that saw it and reached out, which I get a lot of those messages on social media that I ignore, but this guy had reached out a couple of times, and I looked at his profile, and he had like a great record on the Grammy ballot, and I thought, well, he might be legit. And we just had a great conversation. We had a phone call, and he said, I think that your voice has got this cool, like, 70s songwriter vibe.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've just got this real Americana kind of sound. And so it went from there.
And when did that come out? How long ago has that been?
November. So that was November of 2023.
Okay, so real recently then. So this is is the EP... You have a full length album now though, right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Just the EP.
Okay.
That's
the Fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what has that done for you, as far as your music? Are people picking up on it? Are you finding it encouraging to move forward with another project?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can see how this becomes addictive because it's really been fun. And it's definitely picked up some momentum and gotten on some playlists, and some of the algorithms have picked it up. And I've had other people reach out to me and say, you know, your song popped up on my radar on Spotify because it was recommended to me on one of my algorithms and stuff like that. So it's still picking up steam, and hopefully it will continue to do so, listening to your podcast.
Right. Yes. I hope so, too. I hope it gets you all kinds of attention. That's the point.
It's really just been so much fun, though. I'm ready to record again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you working towards your next project already?
For sure. It's funny because I think the great thing about being independent is you don't have anyone telling you what to do,
right?
You know, what to write about. So any other independent artists listening that get discouraged about not getting a record deal or whatever, I mean, it's the ball's in your court, and that's a really great thing to be, because you can really hone in on what you feel your gifts are and what you want to write about and what you're passionate about. And so I think also being a little older, I'm kind of more, rather than doing this at like 18, that I'm a little bit more grounded in that. I kind of hone in on what really matters to me.
Yeah.
So I'm really exploring that deeper as a writer. And so I think gaining confidence as a writer too.
Yeah.
Has really helped. So I'm just kind of getting to the heart of what kind of music I want to make, which is really cool.
Are you out playing live? Are you getting a chance to take your music out to a stage somewhere?
Well, I want to do more of that. I haven't done much of it. I did play at a rooftop bar as part of promoting the record, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love to perform. I really, really do. It doesn't make me nervous or anything. I did like a corporate gig, but
right.
I want to do more this year.
So this is all really in the fresh stages for you as far as being an emerging artist.
Yes, I'm a freshman.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
So what, where do you see this taking you in the future? How far out are you thinking? What's on your bucket list with all this?
Well, I mean, the night is still young, so.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I've always been, you know, very driven, a big goal setter. And this is the first thing, you know, coming from the business side of things. The great thing about music to me is I am enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
More than the outcome, which is a really cool place to be. I have no problem dreaming big, but at the same time, I'm just focused on writing what I want to write, performing, and just loving what I do. I'm just loving every second of it, and every time I learn more about it or become a better guitarist, become a better writer, you know, learn more about anything involving music is like a win for me.
Yeah.
Would I love to be playing at the Ryman one day? Yes. That's cool. But I'm just enjoying the journey until I get there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great, great attitude, because if it's meant to be, it will happen. But if you waste all your energy on trying to make it happen, then you lose a lot in between the then and, or the now and the then.
Yeah. And the thing about it, and again, maybe this is kind of being a late starter, is I think when you get so focused on the outcomes, it really robs you of your creativity.
Sure. I think so too. Yeah.
Because you get so caught up in that trap and trying to be this or that on social media and please people that you lose sight of,
yeah,
you know, what really drives you and what's really the joy in it. And so I'm really just focused on that, just being a better writer and a better musician and let the chips fall where they may.
Have you been able to focus on this full time, or are you still working your full time career?
I am still a little involved in that other career. But you know, I'm also very busy being a mom.
Right.
So
yeah, sure.
That's my first job. And yeah. So it's been a balance for sure. So I just try to do it, when I can, you know, making my kids and my husband a priority.
Sure.
And then just doing it when I can, but I've got a good support system. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. So the EP is called The Fight, and if people want to connect with you, listen to the music on the EP, get a copy, how do you like to connect with your fans and make new fans? What's your best way of communication with them?
Absolutely. Well, if you go to my website, which is just my name, Kim Brogel, And again, that's Brogli, kimbrogel.com. Then that will link you to all the places to stream my music and all my socials and all that good stuff.
Very cool. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
It's been fun connecting with you and talking to you about your story. It's always neat to find somebody who developed this a little bit later in life, because I think it speaks to a lot of people that maybe gave up, you know, had a little bit of run with it in high school, college, and kind of went on into life and kind of has that, well, I wonder what would have happened if. And so stories like yours give people encouragement to go back and check it out. So thanks for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's hard. You know, you do have doubts, but I think the biggest thing is don't let age be an excuse.
Yeah.
And sure. It's been a hard thing, but you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kim. This has been fun.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.